reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. Unfettered, unflinching, unafraid. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy, Unfiltered.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show, and I'm your host, Mike Murphy. Broadcasting live today from beautiful, sunny La Quinta, California. I hope everybody's having a great day. Super excited about today's show. We have two amazing guests and a somewhat difficult subject. And the subject is going to be around the subject of death, which each and every one of us is going to experience. And we're going to also experience the loss of loved ones through death. And so we're going to get into the subject today. And we have an amazing first guest, first hour. His name is Felix Lee Lerma. He's an amazing psychic in San Francisco, legitimate, ethical, honest, sweet, spiritual. And I did a reading with him once, and we'll get into that. But he literally blew my mind. And the people that sent me to him, same thing, just incredible readings. He really can speak to your loved ones that have passed over and then communicate to you things that only you know. And so that's how you know he's legitimate. And besides that, he's just an amazing, beautiful person. And then the second hour, we have this amazing man, Dale Borglum, that's been helping people to die consciously and using it as a healing process for the past 40 years. And studied in India and came back with Ram Dass and created a dying center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And been in Marin County for the last 30 years, helping people to leave their body and go to the great beyond, if you will. Just a beautiful man. So excited about that. It's going to be an amazing show. And I just want to thank you. Last week's show just got amazing views, tens of thousands of views and hundreds of shares and incredible feedback. So we're very, very grateful what's going on here at the show. We come to you live every Thursday, noon to 2 Pacific, TransformationTalkRadio.com, or we broadcast Facebook Live. And then you can always go to Mike Murphy Unfiltered YouTube channel, and we try to archive all the shows there. And they're always archived at Transformation Talk Radio. So we're very grateful for your support. And we hope we're bringing you guys something of value that will help you to become the very best version of yourself. And also tools that will make you live a much richer, deeper life in abundance for you and your families. So that's what we're really all about here. And as we go forward in the next few weeks, we're going to get into some very controversial subjects. And some of you, it's going to be like, oh my God, whoa, come on, don't go there. And so I only ask that you open your mind. You know, I used to be one of these people that I would identify as contempt prior to investigation. And why? Because I was an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, which is a very, very dangerous way to be in this world. And so I thought I knew everything. And if I didn't, I pretended I did. And so I never really learned and grew until I had my event that caused me to start really losing my identity, waking up to the truth and finding my way. And now the more I learn, the more I grow, the more I evolve, the more I realize I really don't know anything. And, you know, I can only testify what I've experienced, you know. And so it's so difficult to find the truth today because there's so so much fake news, if you will. And now it's, you know, infiltrated the truth movement in the internet. And it's really hard to discern who's who, what's what. So we're going to try to bring you really great guests. But you're going to have to discern this yourself. But all I ask is you have an open mind. You know, I love the great author Leo Tolstoy. And he wrote the great book, War and Peace. And here's a quote from him. Free thinkers are those who are willing to use their minds without prejudice and without fearing to understand things that clash with their own customs, privileges, or beliefs. This state of mind is not common, but it's essential for right thinking. So I just encourage you guys to really open your mind, try to question everything, you know, because things are changing so fast in today's world. And we need to really figure out what's going on, because I think things are going to get worse and worse and unravel. But at the same time, for those that are awake and strong and really in touch with who they are, we can usher in a new, better system into this earth that we live and bring more peace and eliminate a lot of the suffering. And here's another great quote from a French philosopher. And I'm only sharing this with you, try to encourage you guys to open your mind and start using your mind to think critically and find the truth for you. You know, there's 7.3 billion of us. We all have our own truth, but there is a collective truth that we need to hopefully find together and resonate and bring in a better way of life. And this is from the great French philosopher, Henri Bergson. Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. What he's basically saying is, the moment you're born, they start brainwashing you. They begin sensing, these people that wake up, they begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance. And that's what happened to me. You know, I had this experience that totally devastated me, and I was forced to move out of this craziness up here and move into my heart. And I believe in that moment that my creator was able to come in and just gently fillet open my heart and take out all the BS and all the arrogance and all the self-centeredness and just replace it with love. And that really started my journey of awakening and searching for the truth, and then to use that truth to serve others and make the world a little better place. So thanks again for everything you're doing. Please support our show, share them, go to YouTube, subscribe, be our friend, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And as another note, I will be speaking, doing a little 2-hour creation frequency workshop here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'll be there on March 23rd. I'll actually be there the whole weekend. It's a 3-day event, March 22nd to March 24th in Albuquerque. And if you want more information, it's going to be a powerful, powerful experience. In fact, one of our guests, Courtney Hale, she's putting on this event. She's a great shaman in Albuquerque there, doing beautiful work, helping people to heal. So if you want more information, just go to eventbrite.com and just search for Equinox Retreat, New Mexico, and it'll pop up, and tickets aren't very expensive at all. And we'd love to have you come visit us and really learn more about the creation frequency, which, by the way, the creation frequency is our only sponsor of this show. This is the book, The Creation Frequency, that I wrote. And it's really a very unique, powerful way to manifest what you truly desire using the power of intention, using the power of imagination, using the power of music. And then we have a free app at iTunes and Google Play that you can download. It's called The Creation Frequency. And so we teach you how to write what you truly desire from your heart, for your life, for your family. And we teach you to break your life up into 6 areas so you can create balance. And then in each area, write a powerful intention, because the man that taught this process to me said, Mike, there's no difference between reality and imagination. And the most successful people in the world, you know, I think right now, Jack Nicklaus, the great golfer, and they say, hey, you know, you won all these tournaments. How did you win them? He said, I would win them on the plane flying there because I would see each shot in my mind's eye. And so he would play this out. And I'm reminded of a story of a POW prisoner in the Vietnam War. And so he was there 7 years. And when he came out, when he went in, he was a really good golfer. And when he came out, he was just as good a golfer, because every day he played his home golf course in his mind, shot by shot. And so when he got back out, he hadn't touched a club or hit a ball for 7 years. Same game. That's the power of our mind and visualization. So what we do in the creation frequency is we get you to write an intention in these 6 areas of your life. as if it already exists. You know, let's say you want to own your own business. Well, so we would have you write that and you say something. I love owning my own. Now, you don't own your own business at this point, but I love owning my own business. I love the customers I serve. I love how my customers love me and the service we provide. I love the revenue that I'm generating. I love how it benefits my family. So we would have you write that and then record it into an app that we give you. And then you listen every morning, every night. All this information is in the book. The app is for free. The book's only $10 or $11. But we've also developed an online course. And that's what we sell. And that's how we make money to buy airtime for the show. And what's ever left over, we donate to our nonprofit charity where we work with women below the poverty line while they battle cancer. And we also work with troubled youth that came out of either foster care or juvenile delinquency system. And we teach them how to interview for jobs. We teach them computer skills. We teach them, we're Apple certified. We teach them all the Apple technology. I own a car dealership across the street from our community center in Oakland. It's called Margo's Community Center. And so we bring our technicians over there and we teach these kids how to repair cars. We teach them how to sell cars. So we're teaching them how to look good, how to interview, how to look someone in the face, how to shake their hand, and then go out there and get a job. And then we teach them real skills so that they can earn an income, become good citizens, taxpayers, all that stuff. But more importantly, we teach them this creation frequency stuff. So they learn the law of attraction, and they can understand that they are much more powerful than they believe. And that's really what it's about, taking our power back and realizing that everything that comes into physical resistance, our physical reality starts as a thought and a desire. And the more powerful emotion we can create to this thought and then execute a plan, and as I say, write it out as if it already exists because there's no difference between imagination and reality, then we can bring in this most beautiful, unbelievable, better life that we all deserve. And so that's my hope and my intention for each and every one of you. So we're going to take a quick, define. You can go to MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. Just hit the creation frequency tab and you'll learn all about it. And if you want a discount, it's $397. $200 discount. Use the promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, all caps, and you can get the course for $197. I paid $350 for this information in the early 80s. So it's definitely worth it. It transformed my life. I have the most beautiful life and very grateful for the man that taught me this. And I hope you'll take advantage of it. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm so excited to have just an amazing man, this psychic medium with a big heart that really has the skill to communicate with those that have passed on. I hope you stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. After my wife passed away, another young woman came into my life that had stage 4 breast cancer. And she was the same age as my wife when she had passed away, age 38. Her name was Amanda. And shortly after my wife died, so there I was in the same hospitals, doing the same procedures, going through the same kind of stuff. And it was very surreal. And unbeknownst to me at the time, that was the beginning of what is now called the Love for Margo Foundation, which we started in January 2012. And we initially started out helping women with cancer that were below the poverty line, didn't have their own resources. So we would provide them with financial grants and stuff like that. And so you can go to the Love for Margo site and learn more about what we do there, because we've transitioned that to help youth now as well. So I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up. And that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world a, just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening. And I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. And so excited about our next guest, Felix Lee Lerma. And, you know, my wife passed away in June of 2011. And a bunch of her friends that were my friends said, you got to go see this guy. He's amazing. You know, it's going to blow your mind. You'll be able to communicate with your wife. You know, and I was in so much grief and devastated. I just put it off. And it took about a year. And it takes a long time to, once you set an appointment with Felix, to get in and see him because he's so popular. So I set the appointment and I see him about almost a year after my wife has passed, and just had the most amazing reading. And since then, I've sent so many people to him that have been just blown away by his talent. You know, everything is energy, vibration, frequency. And Felix has the ability to tune in. And we all do too. But we're kind of probably blocked living more in our left brain. We need to move to that right brain so we can communicate. But just an amazing man. When he was 8 years old, his grandfather, who had just passed, came to him in a dream and said, Felix, will you please tell everybody in the family I'm okay? And that was the beginning. He didn't really take off with it then, but that's when he recognized the gift. And then he kind of fought it, and then he embraced it. And now he's probably the most, well, the greatest psychic I've ever been. Sure, medium. And you can check him out. You can go to Yelp. He's got 176, 4.5 stars. People love him. They're blown away from him. Felix, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much. That's such a wonderful, thank you for that nice introduction.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, when I saw your picture here, or your face again, you know, it's been 8 years. I just got a big smile and my heart lit up because It was such a profound experience with you. And, you know, you're so kind. After you do a writing, reading, you record it, and you send a transcript. I had it transcribed. And I was reading it again this morning and blown away I was blown away initially and stuff that's happened since. But reading this again, so many things I didn't get then were light bulbs going off again and again and again. And that just fulfills the heart to know that your loved one, to know that we're eternal, timeless consciousness, and we never die.
Absolutely. And that's why I record the session, because spirit reveals so many things, because the past, the present, and the future are all combined. So there are times I say things that haven't yet happened. So that's why I record the session. You get a lot out of it afterwards.
And so let me ask you this, because this happened in when you are reading, but something about electricity and how those that have recently deceased, left their body, can communicate through us electrical devices. How does that work? Why is
Well, we are all energy, you know, and so spirit, when they're not in their body, when we leave our body, we are still energetical entities. So they have the ability to affect radio transmission, audio. They have the ability to affect the electricity. And it's interesting because I always compare spirit to like, we're like, it's like spirit is electricity and we're like a toaster. And so we are the operator, the operation, and the spirit works through us as electricity. So they can manipulate all kinds of, they can also manipulate animals, especially birds. They often call birds the messengers of the spirit.
Wow.
And so.
How about insects like butterflies?
Absolutely. Insects, butterflies. Animals, like you name it. It's anything that's alive and energetic, has a vibration, has an energy to it. Spirit has the ability to manipulate and to move it.
Yeah, you know, in my case, losing a young spouse, and I've talked to so many other people who have lost children, it's like animals communicate to us, you know, about our loved one. And it becomes so obvious, but then we're a little hesitant to tell others because we don't want to look like we're a nutcase. What do you say about that?
I've gone way beyond that. I don't really worry about what people think about me because I have a job to do, and that's getting information from the spirit to the person. So there are many times where spirit says, Felix, my son Daniel does not believe in this, but you let him know I don't care, and I want him to know this, this, and that. And it's like, okay. So, but no, dogs, cats, birds, they can see vibrational beings. They can see the spirit.
Yes.
It's oftentimes why you see your dog looking around the room, or they don't know what's going on, is spirit.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So what is it you love most about what you do?
I love the ability to be able to connect someone to their loved one, because it was done for me. And it will, it would, it changed my life completely when I met Hans Christian King. And I thought, this is what I need to do. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And especially when John Edward came on the scene with Crossing Over, my friends were watching the show and saying, we got to tell Felix, this guy's doing what he used to do in college. And I had no idea what the word was, mediumship. I had no idea what that even meant. So when people call me, I turned on the TV and I said, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, this is it. And it wasn't because I want to be famous. It's because I feel like I have to share this message.
Right.
No, the message is that we don't die.
You have this gift, and to not share it would be disrespectful, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, spirit speaks to me, and I have an obligation, not obligation, I have a calling to relay that message, you know, and it's not about me. I have to sort of I've learned to get out of my way so that I can hear them.
Yeah.
And as I've worked more and more, I've gotten much more clear on that.
Yeah, because I was reading this morning, you really thought you were going to end up being a television director, producer.
Yeah, I wanted to be a TV director.
But spirit wouldn't leave you alone. Tell us about that.
Well, 9/11 is when everything happened. I was in New York City. A few hours before it unfolded, I actually dreamed of people falling and then passing. And I was in a helicopter watching people, and I couldn't do anything about it. So I remember waking up around 8 o'clock a.m., and my heart was pounding. I thought, oh, thank God that was just a dream. Little did I know it would unfold within a few hours. And I worked at ABC7 Eyewitness News, the first station that broke the news. And so I knew when I turned that TV on, my mom called me. She said, Mijo, turn on the TV. And I said, oh, mom, I got to go because they're going to need me. There's a plane that crashed and whatever. So I didn't know the extent of that. But that was the day that I came out. I came out of the psychic closet. That's the day that I came out of the psychic closet, and it's like I had something to share with people and I couldn't hold it in anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm grateful you came out, and I know thousands of other people are as well. And I got good news and bad news for the audience listening, you know, because after this, you're all going to want to make an appointment with Felix. Unfortunately, he's booked out till October, but we're talking about creating a system where you can come on once a month and do live readings on this show for 2 hours with us. So we're going to try to put that together.
Yes.
And of course, you can always sign up to make an appointment. It's going to be out there in the future, and maybe there's a cancellation. But if you can get in and see him, you'll be great. You will communicate with spirit of someone that's passed. So let me do this.
I also will be doing some group events so that people can come to the group events. And those will be posted on my website.
Okay. And that's Felix Lee Lerma. .com. Felix, L-E-E, Lerma, L-E-R-M-A.com.
Correct.
All about his next appearance. Yeah. So you do like public appearances and stuff like that.
Yes, I do. So to give people an opportunity who couldn't see me in person to get a possibility of a reading.
Yeah, so amazing. So let me ask you a question. So when you're with spirit, when you have a client there in front of you, uh-huh. and you're communicating to the spirit of a deceased loved one,
mm-hmm.
how does that come to you? Is that audible? Is it a feeling? How does that work?
It comes in all different forms. I never know how it's going to come, so I just stay open. I use what we call your five clairs, the five clairs. All the physical senses we have parasenses to those. So all the visual we can see, I can see in my mind's eye. I can hear the spirit in my mind. I can hear them in my head. I can feel. And this is the most powerful one because I said to my mentor 20 years ago, he said, Hans, I can't see them. I want to see them. I used to be able to see them. He says, son, you have a more powerful ability to feel. What would be more powerful than to actually feel what someone's going through and to know it than to see it? He said, you can look at something like seven people can see a car accident happen. You get seven different stories. He says, but if you're actually in the car, you know exactly what happened. So clairsentience, which is my ability to feel, is so much more powerful, and I've learned to really use that. So when I sit with someone, I just let it come in. Sometimes I'll feel pain in my head until they'll let me know that they passed from something that happened to their head. It just comes in a myriad of different ways.
Wow.
And I'm just super hyper aware of all my senses when I'm sitting with someone.
Wow. And typically you sit with someone for about 45 minutes, I recall?
It's a 1 hour usually, 1 hour. Uh-huh.
Recorded, and then you send them the recording?
I record it for them, and then a few days later I have to transfer it to a different format, and then we send them the recording. Yes.
How many people typically did you see in a day?
I see today will be five people.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be five. It's typically between 20 to 25 people a week.
And I'm curious, at the end of the day, what's your energy like going through all this?
It all depends. You know, I have to open and then I have to close. And that's just to kind of protect my energy and not keep feeling everybody. So there are times where I end the day and I feel very satiated. I feel very happy and I got to help people. There are other days where I've also helped many people, but I don't feel as fulfilled or I feel a little sad. So there are times where I have to sort of reflect, clear myself, because remember, this isn't, I'm sort of moving into someone's life for a short time and then my job is to move back out. So, you know, Spirit says, Felix, this is for you to feel, to relay, but not to hold on to. And I've really learned the art of really letting go of people's stories. And, you know, we all have a story. And right. Spirit reminds me that it is a story, but we're in it. And that's not who we are. Right. It's what we're going through, but it's not who you are. And yeah. So that has really helped me to sort of pull out of the drama or trauma of that person's passing or that person's grieving. And it helped me. It also helps me to be very objective.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is we're spiritual beings having this physical
experience. Absolutely. We are all spirit. You know, you cannot disconnect yourself from the spirit world. Your awareness of your connection to spirit can be distorted, but it will never disconnect.
Yeah, because we get lost in our story, our false story, the illusionary story of the ego, and then we lose touch of who we really are. We kind of run from our soul. We disconnect because of whatever trauma usually.
Yes, and that's what spirit tries to do with people in these readings, is help them get out of their own way to see that they are not what is happening to them, but they have agreed to take part in this experience and to grow and to remain strong and to know that the spirit world is with us and they are helping us. They cannot take our lessons away from us, right, Michael? That's why we're all here. Yeah. We wouldn't have come here if we didn't have things to do and experiences to have. So I have learned that they do not want to interfere, but they can definitely assist. And the one thing that I'm always surprised about is that people don't ask.
Yeah,
I've spoken to many people who said, you know, I've never thought about asking my loved ones to come to me or to help me. And it's like, I've always learned as a child, you can ask God, you can ask Spirit, and they will help you.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a quick break. I'm sure you're loving this as much as I am. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Felix if he's ever had a Whoopi Goldberg type of moment like he had in the movie Ghost. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. And the beautiful thing about the creation frequency and this law of manifestation, the way the mystery man taught it to me, I've never seen it taught anywhere since. We do it in a very unique way. We've created a powerful course. And so I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up, and that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening, and I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. And I'm so grateful to have a special guest, Felix Lee Lerma, incredible psychic medium in San Francisco. And to learn more of his great work, go to felixleelerma.com. Before the break, I asked Felix when we come back, is he's ever had any experiences like, I remember the scene in the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, a psychic medium, and like the entity like took over her, right? Anything like that ever happened to you?
That has happened to me actually once, and it was kind of scary. I was sitting with a group of my students in the dark, and we were doing a seance, and we were doing spirit comes through and I give messages, and other students give messages too. And I felt like something was trying to push me out. It sounds very strange, but this eye was here and this eye was out of my body, and I jumped up out of my seat. And everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I said, no, I'm okay. But I feel a spirit was trying to get inside me, and not a fan of that. So I want to be in my body, and It's not dark or bad. It's just something that I chose not to do.
When you were telling that story, I recalled a story of, Jill Bolte Taylor. Are you familiar with her?
I think I've heard of her.
She wrote a book called Stroke of Genius. She's a neuroscientist. She had a stroke. And what happened is, and she had it in the left side of her brain. So the left brain went dead and she was all right brain consciousness. She said she lost touch with her body.
Well, we're all in the right mind.
Exactly. And even when my wife was very ill, and she would sometimes say, my arm's not there because of what was going on with the cancer in her brain, right. You know, it turned off certain things. All of a sudden, we're pure. At the end of the day, we are just pure consciousness.
Pure awareness. Energy, yeah. Which is why I tell people, you know, say, most of the messages that come through are usually, Felix, I didn't get to go see my mom when she took her last breath. And it's like, you know what? You didn't need to be there because she could feel you as if you were in the room. And consciousness does not have a geographic location. And it's so powerful for people to know that if you don't get to see your loved one and you didn't get to make it to when they took their last breath, that's fine. Because I promise you, as they were going over, they felt you as if you were right there. And that is because love transcends and all consciousness transcends physicality.
Yes. So I'm sure in this audience listening today and the replays of this show, there's skeptics out there, right?
Skeptic.
I remember sending a friend to you and the person they wanted to communicate showed up and you say it, but they were afraid to even say acknowledge it because they didn't want you to know. They were so like keeping everything
right.
Close to the
chest. Right. That happens a lot. Yeah, I invite skeptic. I like skeptical open people. You know? If you're coming to me, your chances are you are open. There's sometimes where people just want they don't want to say anything. They don't want to do anything. And, you know, I need the validation. But, it's okay to be skeptical. I'm actually skeptical if someone's reading me or if I'm somewhere. You have to be. You know, you got to use your ability to kind of tune in and feel yourself. Where is this energy coming from? Is it coming from a place of love? Is it coming from a higher place? You know, so, you know, I feel like it's healthy to be skeptical.
Yeah. And let me just for the audience, for the skeptical people out there, let me show you this little phone right here, as you're all familiar with it, right? Uh-huh. And basically, all this is, so let's say someone's sending me a text message. It's just reading data that comes through frequency, right?
Absolutely.
So all we're doing in our heart is we're broadcasting frequency. Our thoughts are broadcasting frequencies. And our DNA is a receiver. So that's all Felix is doing.
Absolutely.
Your loved one that left their body, the energy still exists. Energy can never be created nor die. And so all he's doing is tapping into that frequency because he has this gift.
Everybody is doing it all the time.
Exactly.
Without realizing it. Exactly. I've just taken it and studied it and practiced with it for many years.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. You know? You speak a lot about love. And I'm curious, how do you view God, creator, however you term that, and relationship to love? What's your thought?
I try not to tell others what they should believe. I just share with people what I believe and what my experience has been. And that is God is love and that everyone is loved by the Great Spirit. And when you realize that, all darkness, all limitations fall away. And that's why we're here. We're here to transcend that. Mm-hmm. And I feel very lucky, very blessed that I have the ability to sort of see that stronger, you know, and I try to teach people how to do this. You know, I hold workshops for people who are very sensitive. As a child, I was very, very sensitive. You can ask my mom and dad. And back then it was like, he's just too sensitive. Well, it's actually a very powerful thing. Sensitivity, right? My mentor once said, you know, son, you're going to find that the price for being sensitive is sensitivity.
Exactly. Which everybody in your significant other is always looking for a sensitive person to be with, right?
Absolutely.
Blessing, because we're more vulnerable when we get there.
Yeah, when we allow ourselves that vulnerability, it's very powerful.
But you were a sensitive kid. I was a sensitive kid. And I'm assuming you had very loving, kind, smart parents.
Absolutely. My mom and dad have been the most supportive parents that I could ever ask for.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed. And I know a lot of people don't have that experience or haven't had that experience. And I tell you, I must have done something really, really good in the previous life to have them as my support and my backbone. And not only that, but they truly believe in what I do.
Yes. You know,
they were not sure about it, but once they watched it, once they saw me in front of a group of 100 people, my mom says, "Mijo, I had no idea you could do this. How are you doing this?" I said, "Mom, I don't know either. It's just coming. It just came out." So, I feel so blessed.
The reason I assume that is because you're so whole, you're so complete, you're so connected to everything about you. But sensitive people that don't have two kind, loving parents and get wounded. Absolutely. Then they have a whole nother struggle to fight. Get back to their self.
Other karmic, whole other dharma they're going through, right? And Spirit's always reminded me, Felix, everyone's at a different place in their karmic evolution. They must accept where they are and, you know, be okay with this is where they are, right? You start from wherever you are.
Right.
And we've all, you know, I truly believe we've all been here. Mm-hmm. Some more than others. And so that's kind of what the term old soul means.
Right. And so you touched on it earlier that we all have a sacred contract. And when we agree to take on this physical incarnation, we make a sacred contract and we have something to do there. Tell us your philosophy.
Well, absolutely. I really do believe and feel from all the communication Spirit has been giving me is that you do come here with the pre-existing contract of experiences that your soul wants to have. And people say learn, but more importantly, just the sheer experience of being physical gives you all kinds of powerful experiences you wouldn't otherwise have in the spirit. Right. So that is why we've come here. And people say, well, what was I on crack up there when I chose my mom or dad? Or was I like, no, you knew exactly what you came here to experience and you chose your mom, you chose your dad for the lessons you wanted to learn.
Yes. Because if we are eternal, timeless consciousness, then nothing bad can really ever happen. It's
absolutely
just, right?
Bad, good. Those are limited words that we put on our experiences. Exactly. One thing I've learned from the spirit is that, you know, we just experience. And, you know, I was watching a talk show of a woman who actually died and came back, and she talked about her death. And the newscaster says, "Tell us about this horrible experience." She says, "Once again, it really wasn't a horrible experience. It was quite amazing." And she kept having to correct the newscaster that it wasn't a bad thing. It was a very powerful, loving thing.
Yeah, one of my favorite spiritual teachers in the world, maybe my most, is a woman by the name of Byron Katie.
Yes, Byron Katie, yeah.
And, you know, who will you be without your story, right? And what I discover is you're free. You're your real essence, and you lose all that baggage, and now you're free to create a beautiful life.
Absolutely. I love those teachings. Those teachings come from the spirit. We're all here to share our light. Every single person watching this, every single person has a light, and you were brought here to share that, and that is being the true you that you came here to be. And that is really what spirit tries to help people to do in these readings.
Right. Because if we can heal from there's nothing worse than grief. And in my case, grief coupled with regret is just a killer. Okay.
Absolutely.
But now that having communicated with her, and someday I'll tell you what's happened since I did my reading with you, which was totally mind blowing. Mm-hmm. But once we connect with that, then that loses some of its power and pain and suffering. Right. And
because,
now we get past it.
Because you're aligned with the truth.
Yes.
The truth will always win. The light will always win. You know, I always say, Spirit says, Felix, you know, these things that people deal with, they're real, but they're not true. The negativity, the discord, the lack, the sadness, the grief, that's all temporary. And how do we know? Because it doesn't last. When we leave these bodies, that all ceases to be.
Yeah.
We go back to the spirit, to the home, the light, the love, the joy that we are, the abundance that we are as spirit.
Yeah. I feel led to tell the audience this real quick. It came from my reading. I don't want to talk about myself, but this for the skeptics, because early in the reading, Felix says, you know, after my wife passed, nobody in the world knows that I did this, but I would put my elbow on the armrest in the car and I'd put my hand like I was holding it. Mm-hmm. And then, but I keep driving, look forward. And you said something early on that she loves how you talk, how you hold her hand and talk to her in the car. Right. And which nobody knows. So that's how I knew you were the real deal.
Absolutely.
And another friend of mine getting a reading, something similar, but now I'd started turning towards her and talking to her because I know she's there now. And that message was, she loves how you look at her when you talk to her in the car. From a total, didn't know about you in my reading, nothing, yeah, just yeah. Total insanity,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just she's there for you. She's there communicating to us.
Yeah. But I do think at a certain point, and correct me what you think, but you know, because I feel like it's dissipated over time now. It's been 9 years. So I believe she's probably reincarnated or, you know.
Well, if she even was reincarnated, her spirit could still connect. And
some of that energy. I agree with that.
The answer to that, this is what they've told me.
Yeah.
They've said the reasons we don't feel them as time goes on, because time is our physical thing. There's no time in the spirit world.
Right, right.
10 years here can be 2 minutes there. Yeah. So the thing they taught me was that we are supposed to move forward. And, you know, even though you may not feel them, doesn't mean they're not there. You know, you don't have to see gravity to know that it exists. You don't need faith in gravity. You know, if I said, Michael, if I drop this phone, you know it's going to fall. You don't need faith. You understand it, right? So you know the spirit's there. You know their energy's still there and somewhere, but they can still see you, right? And it's, you have to rely on that, yeah. That knowing, right? And then.
And there's so much comfort in that. And that's really your gift to us, is you give us so much comfort by tuning into our loved ones and giving us that peace to know they're okay.
Well, I always say it was done for me, and I'll never, ever forget that feeling. And I want to give that feeling to other people.
You're such a beautiful soul, Felix. And
so are you, Michael. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to ask Felix about numerology, tarot cards, all that stuff that I know you're probably interested in. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. And the beautiful thing about the creation frequency and this law of manifestation, the way the mystery man taught it to me, I've never seen it taught anywhere since. We do it in a very unique way. We've created a powerful course. And so I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you'll become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up, and that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening. And I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we have a special guest, Felix Lee Lerma, just a beautiful man with a beautiful soul and a great psychic medium. And when we last left, I said, when we come back, we'll talk to Felix, how he uses numerology and tarot cards. What's your belief on that?
When I first started, those were all tools for me. I don't use them as much. I love numerology because I can get very empirical information about what people are going through or where they've been. But it's very, very small. I just use a couple of minutes worth, and then I'm on to the energy that I pick up. So those are good tools to start with, but I personally don't use them as a crutch, or I don't use them a lot.
Okay.
But I definitely believe in them.
And folks, just as a side note, during the break, we're talking, Felix grew up in Ohio. I grew up in Ohio, and his mother might be watching from Findlay, Ohio. So if she is, welcome, Mom, to this
show. Hi, Mom and Dad.
So, Felix, I see the world today kind of falling apart, and I see it as a good thing because it's really broken and it needs to break apart so we can usher in a new consciousness of love, compassion, serving, absolutely, and helping one another. How do you see it?
I feel the same way. And listen, we're all human. We're going to have our moments, right? We have that breakdown or whatever, and that because we care. But the truth is, this is transforming the world, and we've got it. We're all part of it. We all have a role in this, right? And being negative about it and being hurtful and hurting other people is just not the way, you know. I try to tell my family, I have family from both sides of in politics, that we have to remember what this is, that we're here to love each other, and whether you believe this or that doesn't really matter. Yeah. And it's important to be loving to each other, and it's been a big lesson for a lot of people.
Yeah. So I know in my life, because, you know, I'm not as sensitive as you, but I'm getting more and more sensitive. And so I have a perfect life like you. You know, we're blessed to have really great lives and do what we love. But sometimes I'll just get down, sad, depressed. And I think it's the collective consciousness. I'm picking up all the negative energy in the world.
Absolutely. You're a sentient being. So you're going to pick up on that. And you're allowed to be sad. You're allowed to feel sad. So we live in a culture where, oh, you're not supposed to be sad, or you're not. Spirit says you be with yourself. Young man, you be with who you are, be with what you feel, and that way you move through it, right? Yeah. You can't move around it. You just got to move through it. So yes, the only way out is through. But yeah, we don't have to be happy or have to be 100% all the time, you know? And I think that's a pressure we put on ourselves, and we need to be human.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to pick up this collective energy because it wakes us up to what the world needs and maybe how we can help.
We are all one. We are connected. Even saying we are all one is even not true. There is one. There's only one, right?
There's one source of energy, and we're all connected to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that goes for the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, it's all right there. And it all resides inside of us. It's just a matter of which one we choose to live by.
Yes. Whatever one you choose to focus on expands, becomes your reality, right?
Yes.
And
do you have any like really super special readings you want to share with us?
Well, I do have a powerful thing that happened just about a few weeks ago. I was on vacation with my partner, and it was about the morning time, and I had a very vivid dream of this woman with red hair. And they said, this is Don. I'm changing the names for this, for the privacy of this person. This is Donna. Donna lost her son. She owns a restaurant, Felix. And I was like, okay, I don't know why I'm getting this information, but okay. And then I had this experience with this man, and he was showing me his face, and then I woke up and I thought, okay, I don't know what this is about. But fast forward, went to breakfast, and I said, you know, I gotta walk into the store. It was a jewelry store. I don't usually go into jewelry stores a whole lot. And I said, I need to go into the store. And my partner's like, okay, let's go. So I walked in, I'm like, where are the men's jewelry? And I went right to, and it was a woman with short red hair, and I didn't think anything of it. And she's showing me things, and she put a ring on my hands, and when she touched me, I got a flash like, oh, this is her. I said, can I ask you your name? She said, yes, I'm Donna. I said, hi, Donna. I said, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm a medium. And she's, okay. And I said, and I dreamt about you this morning. And I said, is your son, you have a son? She says, my son passed. I said, your son came to me. I said, did you own a restaurant? She's like, wow. She says, I own a restaurant. Absolutely. I said, your son wants you to know he's not stuck. I said, did someone tell you he was in purgatory? She says, oh my God. She says, the priest told me that he was in purgatory. I said, that's not true. I said, your son's okay. He's here. He's with you. And she got a tear in her eyes. She said, can I hug you? And I said, absolutely. I gave her a hug. She ended up showing me all this jewelry. She let me try on $500,000 diamond just kind of for fun. But it was really, really like that came through my dream, you know, and that doesn't happen a lot.
Well, that's bringing tears to my eyes because you just touched this woman's heart and healed a part of it.
Yeah. And it's, thank you. It's like, it was just given to me very direct. And that usually happens in a reading, but she needed that message. They knew I was going to be there. They knew I was going to go into that store, or they directed me to it.
So well, for sure.
That was a few weeks ago.
How do you deal with that? These various religious belief systems, dogma that they brainwash us with that have nothing to do with truth or reality.
Well, you know, I believe that dark things or negative things or things that aren't truths help push us towards truth, right? Without them, we don't really know the contrast. So I look at them differently than maybe other people do, but they will eventually get us to where we need to be. And that is what I've always learned and something I've, you know, we do have to not fight, but we have to say, question, we have to question these books that have been written thousands of years ago. We have to question and say, God gave me a mind to think for myself, to feel for myself. What does this feel like to me? And you know, you've been given the ability to discern, right? And so I really believe they're here to teach us, they're tools to teach us and help us see who we really are.
Yeah.
If
someone came to you and they're facing death, and you know, it's
which
right around the
corner.
What would you say to them?
Well, I say to them, you know, we don't usually talk about when they're going to go over because that's none of their business. It's none of mine. It's between them and the great spirit. But what spirit does is they say, you know, we're taking good care of him, and they give powerful messages about who's there, powerful messages about what they're going to experience. And that we're all going the same direction. Yeah. That we are all going the same direction. We're all going to be there eventually. So it's sort of nice to know they're not alone. And that's one thing that's very powerful in these readings that Spirit reminds us is that you are not alone. You could not be alone. Even if you were by yourself when the person had a heart attack, they're not alone. They got all kinds of spirits around them. And to the point where, you know, how many times I've heard this, they say, well, you know, I said, your loved one wasn't alone. She said, yes, they were. They were by themselves on the floor. He said, oh, no, they weren't. He had six people around him. He thought they were really there, but they're spirits.
Yeah.
And so you are never alone.
I love that because I envision that in that experience that, so right now, you know, you and I are living in the frequency of light, which is only about 1% of all frequencies. So there's stuff happening right here inside of us that we just can't. We don't have the ability to pick up that data and decode it, but it's happening.
It's happening anyways.
What you said, I just imagine, you know, that in that death process, the left brain shuts down and now we do have the ability to see. We have eyes to see, ears to hear, and there we can see those spirit guides to take us home.
Absolutely. And when that happens, the left, right doesn't matter. It's the consciousness that is.
Exactly. That's all that's left, pure consciousness.
Yeah, pure consciousness, right. Which is why they say the last thing that goes is the hearing, but the truth is they can see, hear, and feel all of it.
Yeah. In rereading my reading with you 8 years ago, at the very end of it, you brought up Native American spirit guides.
Oh, yeah,
you told me about yours, and then you told me where mine is. And what's ironic, I never thought about it since, but now I find myself in Colombia, South America, working with Native Indians and doing sacred Native Indian kind of things. And I'm going to New Mexico in a couple of weeks to speak along the same kind of thing. So tell us about Native America.
Well, your spirit guide is aligned with the timing of what you're here to do and the next thing for you. So yeah, spirit guides come in all shapes and forms and angels, teachers, guides, Native American, Indian, Native American chiefs. They come in all kinds of forms. Animals, they come in forms of the animals. So they're just here to guide us and help us. And they're sort of a visual for us to sort of relate to certain teachings, certain philosophies. They kind of align us to their vibration, right? And so they're really not honestly concerned with their names. That, you know, they're not caught up with names like we are. So they will at times give a name, but they always make it clear that they're just consciousness and they have come in this form to help us to relate to them.
Got it. Folks, we got to stop this interview right now with this beautiful soul, Felix Lee Lerma. I hope you can make an appointment with him. I hope you can get into a reading, but we're going to do everything in our power to once a month, bring him onto this show and have you have the ability to dial in where he can do a live reading with you right here on this show.
I would love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned for the next hour. We have amazing guest, Dale Borglum, who works with people that have already left their or are in the process of leaving their body and using it as a healing experience. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy, unfiltered, unfettered, unflinching, unafraid, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next Unfiltered show next Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.